born Dr. Graham King. He was literally on his way to Heathrow to fly to Kenya, one of the affected countries, and this was on his way to Sudan. I'm delighted to say that Bishop Graham joins us now on a mobile phone from Sudan. Now, I know there is a little bit of a delay on this line, but Bishop Graham, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. It's great to be here. I'm in Juba in the shadow of the cathedral.
Now, Bishop, as you travelled to Sudan through East Africa and Kenya, did you see evidence of the developing famine for yourself?
No, because I was in central Kenya, which was green. The famine is in eastern Kenya and in Somalia, so I didn't see it for myself. But that is tragic, and I fully agree. It's worth raising the alarm now and raising money now to help them rather than just wait for the famine to happen.
What are the church leaders who you've been meeting on your visit saying to you about the situation of this developing crisis in East Africa?
They are terribly worried about it, and they want to put their weight behind an international effort to raise money and help for the starving peoples. They can see in the distance. You can see this awful thing encroaching, and I think it's worth acting now.
I'm talking to Bishop Graham King. Bishop, don't go away, because we're now going to talk about southern Sudan, which is exactly where the bishop is this morning. Now, world leaders have pledged support for the world's youngest nation, the Republic of South Sudan, on the day it gained its independence. The United States, China, Russia, Britain, Germany, Nigeria, and many others sent messages of congratulations and support for South Sudan. Now, despite substantial oil resources, the new country is one of the poorest on earth. Yesterday, tens of thousands of people celebrated in the capital Juba as the flag of South Sudan was raised and President Salva Kiir was sworn in. One woman said she looked forward to this day.
We are a nation convened by the outside world. We were slaves. We were second citizens. But now we are free at last. We are very, very happy. Even we didn't sleep for 2-3 days.
That man there celebrating the independence in Sudan. And Bishop Graham Kings, Bishop of Sherborne, you were there at the celebrations.
Indeed, I was, and I was there with my daughter, and who was born in Kenya, and it was an amazing time. It began with the biggest street party I've ever been part of on the Friday night, because as we were approaching midnight, there was a party from on the streets. Everyone was on the streets from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., and as we came to midnight, there was a service at the cathedral, there was jubilation. We then went out on the streets on the back of a pickup truck, and there was ululation. There were car horns, there was drumming, there was chanting. We even had some water thrown on us, so we were sort of baptized at the birth of a nation. It was phenomenal.
So why is it important that a bishop from this country should be there for the celebrations?
Because we are interconnected in the worldwide church, and the Diocese of Salisbury has been linked with the Episcopal Church of Sudan for 39 years. Throughout the Civil War, the bishops would come out and take the risks that the other people were taking here and join in with them. So Archbishop Daniel invited me to come out and be with them on their great day.
And finally, Bishop, we know that this is a part of the world, Sudan, where there has been a great deal of violence and civil war. Do you think the emergence of a new country in the southern part of Sudan, given all the challenges facing that region, is this going to be a move in the direction of peace?
Yes, I really think it is. Everybody said the referendum's not going to work, the Comprehensive Peace Agreement's not going to work, independence will have to be delayed. It wasn't. They made it. It was phenomenal. And Archbishop Daniel is saying we need three things: achieving peace and non-violence, promoting unity through reducing tribalism, and promoting just development through effective decentralization. He's a key leader here, together with the Catholic Archbishop Paulino. And I sat next to a sheikh, a Muslim sheikh, who led the prayers together with Paulino. And I said, what do you think about it? He said, we need South Sudan. And so Muslims and Christians, the majority of Christians in South Sudan, but Muslims are absolutely delighted about this as well. Because they see it as a the Christians are saying, this is the exodus. We've been through the Red Sea with Dr. John Garang, the SPLM leader. He died tragically 3 weeks after the comprehensive peace agreement was signed. So they had the Red Sea. Now what's happened is John Garang's deputy, Salva Kiir, is the president. He's the Joshua who takes them over the Jordan into the Promised Land.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Bishop Graham Kings, the Bishop of Sherborne, speaking to us live this morning from Sudan.